he did the orchestration in Vésiné, while we were still in Vésiné. Now, when the first act of Joop was finished, Eric was red hot to go on, but the rest of the play was a stage play, and it wasn't right for being composed.
Right,
it had to be made into an opera libretto, which has different rules, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was much too talkative in the stage play, and didn't have certain things that Eric needed.
Mm-hmm. So was he not in touch?
In the meantime, the Kafkas had come, but they stayed in New York only a short while and then moved on to Hollywood. It's because Kafka was quite a well-known screenwriter already at that time, and had already in Paris sold ideas and books to Hollywood. And so he moved on to Hollywood because there he had more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't available, and had also too much to do, and everybody was trying to, you know, keep himself alive.
Yes,
and needing a little bit of money, which you need for this.
How long did you remain in Mamaroneck?
Well, we wanted originally to go away in the fall, to go back to New York, but, you know, this lady appeared and said we should stay, and Eric was extremely happy there, you know.
Absolutely.
And it was ideal with the workroom, and so we stayed. And every about 2 days a week, we would go in and kind of hunt for jobs.
Oh.
And one of the jobs that he got at that time, I was always going with him and making the speaker because he didn't know English yet. And one of the jobs he got was to orchestrate for the Metropolitan Audition of the Air. I think it is still going.
Yes, very much.
Now, this worked this way that at that time a man by the name of Wilfred Pelletier, very good conductor, was the conductor of that hour. Now, about on Wednesday, the program was fixed, what these young singers would get as their material. And it very often didn't fit the orchestration that Pelletier had at his disposal.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be changed. And sometimes a young singer would want to sing a certain song that he had that he liked, and that wasn't orchestrated at all.
Uh-huh.
And so Eric had to do that, you know, orchestration.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was only that he got the material on Wednesday and had to give it to the copyist on Friday, and no matter what. At one time, after he had done everything on Friday, he had to, within one day, do the whole thing over again because the singer that was supposed to sing was got sick and couldn't make it, and another one was a completely different program. So it was a kind of little hectic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was a livelihood, and while it lasted, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Pelletier was very fond of Eric, and he also did his string suite in he conducted, he was at that time conductor of the Montreal Symphony and did his work there.
I see.
And but Eric could not do the copying too.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gave this to a copyist of his, and this copyist made so many mistakes that Pelletier got angry, and this way we lost the job. But that was one of those things.
When did you decide to move to California?
Now, in the meantime, of course, we lived in the house, but it was a temporary assignment always because the lady really wanted to sell the house.
So, I see.
And this house, this wonderful house with 14 rooms, with antique, filled with antiques, with Persian carpets, with 24 people silver, with a huge billiard room in the basement, you know?